A church considered the most inspiring of colonial Virginia's Anglican parish churches and a most singular entity will be the setting to celebrate a most singular deed, the deed called manumission. Robert Carter III of Nomini Hall, here on the Northern Neck, freed his slaves August 1, 1791, when he executed a deed of emancipation for more than 500 of his enslaved African Americans. For the last few years, the Northern Neck of Virginia Historical Society remembers and honors and celebrates Robert Carter III, grandson of Robert King Carter, and this year it's especially unique because of its setting. It's at Historic Christ Church, which was built by Robert Carter III's grandfather, Robert King Carter. This year, the commemoration of the deed of manumission and celebration of the lives of those set free is sponsored along with the Northern Neck of Virginia Historical Society, the Foundation for Historic Christ Church, and the Mary Ball Washington Museum and Library. This little event will take place Saturday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to noon at Historic Christ Church, and it's in Weems, Virginia, with a program featuring James Ingram. James Ingram is a colonial Williamsburg reenactor, and he's going to portray Gowan Pamphlet, who became a Baptist preacher in the 1770s while still enslaved. He was manumitted in 1793, and he served as pastor of Williamsburg's First Baptist Church. Also speaking will be Dr. Melvin Patrick Eli, and he's the author of Israel on the Appomattox, a Southern experiment in Black freedom from the 1790s through the Civil War. And as an extra added attraction, representatives from Historic Christ Church and Mary Ball Washington Museum and Library will be on hand to demonstrate research tools and resources that you can use to search for your family roots in Virginia, especially if you are a descendant of these slaves that were manumitted by Robert Carter III. By the way, if you haven't visited Historic Christ Church for a while, you are in for a happy surprise. The Foundation for Historic Christ Church has returned the church as closely as possible to its original conditions. There's something magical about the church with its high-backed pews and its three-tiered pulpit. So, the date again, Saturday, September 15th, 10 a.m. to noon, and it's at Historic Christ Church in Weems. We hope to see you there. This is Thea Marshall.